Okay, today's daf is Psachim Yerushalmi, daf Chavav 26, and we are on Chaf Hei Amebeis by the Mishnah, but we're just one makar relating to yesterday's daf. We spoke about the Machlokas Tanaim in our Mishnah about what you're supposed to do when you have a Tamei dough and you want to be Mafrish Challah, and then we had the whole discussion of leave it out, and it's going to become chametz, you know, not let it burn on Yantif. So what exactly do you do? So we discussed the three different shittas, but part of the machlokas was about whether you allow ha'arama, whether you allow some type of halachic subterfuge. And again, as we said, like according to the language of the Rush, lo kol ha'arama shavos. Every case of ha'arama is different. You know, one might call Mechiras Chametz and Prusbal and Heter Iska, all of those have to be analyzed properly based on both motivation and mechanism, right? Both of those we've discussed that number one, you have to go, why is this being created? And number two, does the mechanism work? And if it's an appropriate motivation and it's appropriate mechanism, so then maybe you'd say it's fine. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that there are some types of ha'aramas that are looked at as inappropriate. But again, these are the haramas. So the Gemara here paralleled our case of harama to the case of harama of Osovez Beno, right? If you have two animals that got stuck in a deep pit on Yantif, are you allowed to take them out? So you're allowed to take out an animal in order to shecht on Yantif. You're allowed to shecht on Yantif. But what happens if you have a mother and a offspring in the pit? There's no way you're shechting both of those animals on Yantif because Osovez Beno is an Issa Daraisa. So says the Gemara, the Machlokas. Machlokas, Rishon Rabbi Eliezer says, you take one, that's it, because there's no harama allowed. Rabbi Yeshua says that, no, you can take both, and maybe even according to our Girsa, you're able to not shecht either of them, even though we saw according to the Rambam seemed to say, no, you have to shecht at least one of them. Just one comment, and the other case of harama that I was referring to in Maseches Brachos is the Gemara that discusses beginning of case in Mavarchim, but the Gemara talks about on Daf Lamed Hey Amabes, right? The Gemara says Bo Re'e Shelo Amar Rechana Amar Yochanan Shem Shem Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi Bo Re'e Shelo Doras Harishonim Doras Harachronim. The earlier generations are not like the later generations. Doras Harishonim Hayim Machrisin Peirosein Derech Tertraximon Ktil Lachayven B'Maiser. The earlier generations used to bring their fruit in straight in the front door because they wanted there to be Achiyah V'Chubas and Maisers. Doras Harachronim. They used to bring their fruit in an unusual way through the roof. To pater from meiser. Right? And that's considered a harama, that it works, but you're going through the roof, so you don't have re'es penei abayis. So again, that type of harama maybe is not, so the Gemara has a negative view of that. But that's what we spoke about yesterday. Sometimes it depends on what the risk factor. Maybe it's Bal Yerubayimatze, is it Daraisa, is it Darabanan? That's how we discussed yesterday. So one thought on Osov Espino, which we mentioned whenever Osov Espino comes up, I'd like to mention this thought from Rav Sorotskin in the Aznayim LaTorah. So he writes, Rav Sorotskin writes at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra in his commentary. He says, the Torah is all about Musar and helping us improve our religious personality. And Vayikra is a little harder to get through all the dinim and to get messages from it. He says you just have to work a little harder. He says, I worked very hard to be able to get messages from Sefer Vayikra. So this is one example of it. You look at Osov Espino, you don't think it's such an exciting mitzvah for us. Lo Sishchatu. Okay, you might say some Rishonim say it has to do with Rachamim, teach you Rachamim that don't shech the mother and the daughter on the same day. But the Zayin LaTorah says something much deeper. Lo sishcha lo nemar olo lo sishchatu. Lo sishchatu. That means even if two people are involved. Even if Shimon doesn't do both animals, Reuven shechs the mother, Shimon shechs the offspring, so then Shimon's going to get Malkus. Says Rav Sorotskin, if you think about this is an amazing halacha. She'ish echad b'bnei Yisrael asa davar hamutter behechlet. So a Jew goes and shechts an animal. He does something that's totally mutter. And because this one guy did something, then a Jew on the other side of the world, you know, has his actions limited. And if he shechts them and they warned him, Shouldn't sheyilko b'shvil maseyu. What do I have to do with that other guy? He shechted an animal, and I'm shechting an animal. Dover ze malamed otanu sheyesh ba'am Yisrael shaychus nifla'a bein Reb Yisrael lekal Yisrael. Ula hefech. Every single individual Jew has connection to all the other nation. Bein aprat ala klal ula hefech. Shaychus kazos she'enena b'shar ha'umos la'ama Torah. What other religion has? If I do something, that affects someone on the other side of the world. Osov Espino reflects that. Shekibal atzmo is a tafka liosmora lagoyim. Neshama achas klolus lekol Yisrael, rak hagufim nifradim. Mikan shekbnei Yisrael arevim zel azeh, kalapi shmaya, mikan hanetia, b'umos ha'olam legalgal chit hayachid shebe Yisrael al kalkulo. And the goyim even know that. But how many times in history has one Jew sinned and the whole community is held accountable? Right? Because they know this. They know the connection of the Jews, right? Letov and lemutav to when we're punished for it. Demecha Yisrael shachar oso asay deze roshem al nishvas klal Yisrael lechal prateha v'alem liimana milishchad bosov v'yom espino. Okay, so that is the comment about oso v'espino. Now let's get into the next sugya, the next mishnah. Next mishnah here in the third parak of Psachim. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Shalosh nashim. Let's say you have three women, one oven. Three women that are baking their masa. And there's only one oven. So, and there's not enough room for them to put their doughs all in the same time. So the mission is going to go through. What are you supposed to do? Shalosh nashim lashos ka'achas va'ofos b'tan arechas erachazu. And Gamliel says, no problem. They could all knead at the same time. And then one could put their dough in the oven. And the amount of time for the other two bakings, it's okay. That's not enough time for the dough to rise. So even though the two women already kneaded their dough, it's still, and as we'll see in the Gemara, even though there's two bakings going on, and even two hesekim, because the Gemara is assuming that you only put in enough wood to heat the oven once, and after the baking finishes, you got to put more wood in and heat the oven again. So all that time, Rabbi Gamliel is not worried about. Not worried about that the dough will rise in the interim. No. We are worried. Shalosh nashim oskos babatzik. You could have three women, but they each have to be up to a different stage of the process, right? Achas lasha. One woman starts at 9 a.m. and she starts kneading. At a 9:20, she finishes kneading and starts shaping. Vachas orechas. So she, the second woman, is shaping while the first woman is kneading. And then after they finish, then the first woman puts her dough in the oven. The second woman goes to shaping. And the third woman starts kneading. Right? So there's a shorter time allowed. V'achaz ofe. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo kol anashim, v'lo kol ha'etzim, v'lo kol ha'tanurim shavim. Rabbi Akiva said, not everybody's equal. Right? You have to know. Some ovens are hotter and some women are more involved in the dough. V'lo kol ha'etzim, not every wood is so hot. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, I can't give you any general rules about what's done, right? Yes, says the Karban Aida. Yesh atzlanios umachmitzos im yishu kalkach. Right? Some don't act so with alacrity. V'yesh taner sheino chamaher. Some ovens aren't so hot. V'yesh eitzem sheino nevarmaher. And some wood doesn't burn so quickly. Okay, so there's where Rabbi Kiva says, you just got to know, look at each case. Ze'aklau, last line. Ze'aklau tofach tiltosh bitzonin. Right? If the dough starts bloating and rising, put it in cold water, which is similar to what Ben Becerra said in the previous Mishnah. As we said right before the Mishnah, is this a machlokes? V'yachar kach stam, is it a machlokes? We discussed. Good. So now the Gemara is going to go through exactly how much time each of these women have and how flexible we are. So Tani, so what did Rabbi Gamliel say? All women could be kneading it at the same time, even though that means that the first, but they're going to put in the dough, and then the other two women are going to have to wait. So Tani Harishona Kedei Shehebo Kedei Haseka. The first one, what does she do? She kneads. A woman kneads and shapes, and now she has to heat up her oven before she bakes. So she at least has to wait a minimum amount of time, enough time to heat up the oven, right? Kedei Haseka, right? That's once. Vashnia. What about the second woman? The second woman who baked at the same time, according to Rabbi Gamliel. So she's waiting. She has to wait for the first woman to heat her oven and bake her dough and then heat the oven again so she can put her stuff in. And the third woman, she has to wait for heating, baking, heating, baking, heating. Right? Three asekim and two afios. im asas kfar rishon, and let's say the first woman has a second dough to bake, so she's gonna need it all together. She's needing all the dough together, but she has so much, she's gonna have a second dough to put in the oven after the third woman. After the third woman goes in. So, achron, kedei shlosha seikam v'shalosh afios. Right? She'll have to wait three, really, achronim seir, it should be four. Right? Cause she bakes her own, so she has heating, baking, heating, baking, heating, baking, heating. Right? So it's really four hasekim and three afios, and that's an even bigger chiddush. That we're not worried in that time for the chametz, for the dough to rise. Tani, so that's all Rabbi Gamliel. Tani, what about the chacham? The chacham say no. The chacham say you have to stagger it. You have to stagger it. So gamra zu lishasa, this one finishes her kneading. The gamra zu kituf, and this one finishes her shaping. The gamra zu aseka, this one finishes her heating. Meaning you have to stagger it, and each woman starts a stage later than the other woman. Harishona Shoek Kedei Haseka. The first one kneads and shapes, and then she has to just wait for hers. Hashnia Kedei Haseka Vias Chaverta. Remember, the second one only starts after the first one finishes kneading. So then she shapes while the baking. So she has less time for waiting. Only for an Haseka and the Afia of her friend. Vashlish is Kedei Shnei Haseka Mafia Achas. It must be Kika Rishon, as we said. If the first one has another one, Achron Kedei Shnei Haseka Mishnei Afia. So basically, you have to stagger it, and there's less time allowed according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim. Says the, okay, let's just do Rabbi Gamliel, and then we'll talk about the Meiri. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shalosh Nashim Lashes Ka'achas. Rabbi Gamliel, getting back to Brisa, sounds like, quotes like the Rabbi Gamliel, the first one. Ofos betaner echazu achazu. Vachacham marim shalosh nashim asikos bebatik achaz losha achaz lachav achazu echaz achaz ofa. As we said, the Brisa reflects the Mishnah Tani Rev Oshia the haacheres. The Brisa has even added a chiddush. If you have a fourth woman, bava losha tachtein. She could even go afterwards. So maybe not only three women but four women. Rev Oshia adds he's not worried about the interim. Period. Stop there for a moment. The Bavli talks has a line, which mentions if you're osek in the dough, then maybe nothing happens. If you're constantly moving the dough. If you're constantly moving the dough. Says the Me'iri on Daf Mem Ches here. Klal gadol amru b'gemara al kol ha'isos. Kol zman she'adam asuk b'batzek eino ba'ali dechimus. As long as a person is moving and making sure that it doesn't stay still, so then you're kneading it, then it never becomes the chimitz. V'pirshu b'gadoli ha-mechabrim, the Pirush HaMishnah, and the Rambam, quotes the Meiri, says, afilu yom echad shalem. You can have 24 hours. As long as you're moving the dough, it doesn't become chametz. That's how the Rambam understands that line in the Gemara. V'chein raya, and also a raya to that is, Mimasha Amru, what it says earlier, bidzalaf. The Gemara says if you have a water drip, 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 drip on dough. Afilu kalayam kulo in ebalei chimutz. But as long as it's constantly moving, there's a drip, it doesn't come to chimutz. Upirshu ba'alachas gedolos bebreshe ze'okha osik bebatzik. And the Bahag says this dripping is because it's like osik in the batzik. It's constantly moving. V'yesh chalkim. And he quotes from the Ritva and the Ran and the Maram Chalava. Some argue. No, no, no. The whole day? No, you don't have such a heter. V'yesh chalkim lomar shalom nomar ela b'shirs zman seder zeh nisker kan b'shalosh nashim. No, these women who are waiting to bake their doughs, it's allowed to delay as long as they're being osik in their dough. That's the limit. Aval chol hayom lo. No way. The chol hayom, all these limits that we're talking about is only if they're being osik in the dough. The Rambam says, no, these are limits if they're not osik in the dough. And if they're osik in the dough, it's the whole day. According to this opinion that says, you don't have the whole day, what about the dripping case? Vizushal delav shiny, shehutzonein. That's cold, like we saw in the Mishnah, right? Tiltosh mitzonein. It's constantly cold water on it. That's what's preventing the leavening. Ve'ein advarim nirim, the Me'iri does not like that other day. Shahari stam namra, right? It says stam, that Esek prevents a chimutz. Save for the Me'iri seems to agree with the Rambam. With the Rambam. Okay, we continue. Is tani bechitin shlosha? Some say there are different types of doughs. Some grains rise faster than others. Is tani b'chitin shloshes kavin u'b'sorin arbas kavin. Some say 3 wheat and 4 barley. Is tani tani b'chitin arbas kavin u'b'sorin shloshes kavin. And some say flipped, right? Some say flipped. Four or three. Says the... So barley and wheat, some have 3 and some have 4. So we'd like to say it's not a machlokas about the metzias, about barley or wheat. So manda amar b'chitin shloshes kavin. So we say the one that says wheat, the most, again, this is the maximum amount of dough that you're allowed to be kneading in all of these cases with the women. So 3 or 4. Some say chitin, the maximum is 3, b'sheish b'hem shamnunis. That's where there's shamnunis. What is shamnunis? So some say this is going on the kernels. There are plum kernels. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it has to do with moist kernels. But either way, that's the chitim b'sarim abas kavin b'shem b'em shanunis. And the barley is talking about where there are dry or lean kernels. So there's no machlokas. They're talking about different types of kernels. Mandamar b'chitim abas kavin. And some say when it says the chitim is the 4, the larger amount, de'idin chatin, those are inferior type of wheat. U'b'sarim shloshes kavin, de'idin retishin. And barley, some say the 3, because those are talking about crushed kernels. Okay, different types of metzias. Remember, wheat and barley, 98% of carbonous mincha are from wheat. Or wheat. That's the superior type of wheat that's called machal adam. A few, very few, is sa'armis comes at barley, right? The carbon sota comes from barley, because sa'armis is considered animal fodder, and the carbon ha'omer. Right? The carbon ha'omer is come on the second day of Pesach, it also comes from barley. That's many of the Musar Svarim talk about, that the process of svira is going from the level of animal to the level of people, right? Going from machal behema, which is the carbon omer, to the special carbon that we bring on Shavuos of the Shtei Halachem, which comes from wheat. Each of those, if you remember, matirs chadash, right? We know the isser of chadash, that anything that took root since the last year of Pesach, I'm not allowed to eat until the second day of Pesach, till the omer is brought. But the Shtei Halachem is also matir. But the omer on Pesach is matir chadash in gvulin. Is matir chadash in the world. The Shtei Halachem is matir chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring a carbon mincha from chadash until after Shavuos. You're allowed to eat chadash after Pesach. Right? So those are the two karbanos that are matirim. The carbon omer, again, from barley, and the carbon and the Shtei Halachem from wheat. And we also discussed, interesting, again, I didn't bring it this time, for the Mishnas Yavetz, Rav Jolti, Shailas Yavetz is Rav Yaakov Emden. The Mishnas Yavetz from Rav Jolti, who has a whole article, and a raya is that the Karban HaOmer, right, the biggest raya, it's so clear to me, is that why don't we mention the Karban HaOmer in our davening on Pesach? Right? And the Karban Musaf on Pesach, we should mention the Karban HaOmer. Right? Why don't we mention on the second day of Pesach, we should have that in Chol HaMoed. Right? So the answer is that the Karban HaOmer is not a Karban Shel Pesach. It's a Karban of Tez Zayin Nisan, which happens to be Pesach, but it's Tez Zayin Nisan. And there are rayas, which Mishmar gets to eat it, but he has rayas to that, but I think the clearest right for us, Bizman Azeh, is that we don't mention it in our Shemona Esrei, which means it doesn't have to do with Pesach. We're davening for Pesach. We don't daven and mention every single carbon that's brought under the sun. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Si'ur. Si'ur, not to be confused with Sa'or. Sa'or is a leavening agent, like a yeast kind of thing, sourdough. Si'ur is dough that is not completely leavened. It's starting to become chametz. So si'ur, it's incomplete leavened dough. It's like inedible, kind of. Chametz noksha. Yeast aref has to be burned, v'ha'och lo pater. But it's not a chayiv karis. Right? It's usher daraisa to eat, but there's no karis. Siduk is a further stage of the leavening process. Yeast aref, v'ha'och lo chayiv karis. That's real chametz. Ezu is seer. What are each of these? So seer is kakarni chagavim. When you look at your dough and it started getting cracks like the antennas of a grasshopper. And it started, so the leavening process just starts. So that's the seer. And that's why that you're not allowed to eat that, but it's not karis. Siduk, that's further, shenis arvu stok of zebazet, divrei Yehuda. Siduk is where the cracks that started with the seer have connected with each other. and therefore that is going to be daraisa. That's real chametz. That's real chametz. The chacham marim, no, zevze och lachayv karis. No, both of those. Once it starts getting cracked, even by siduk, that's already chametz. Ezu siur, siur is an earlier stage. Kol shech zifu panav ka'adam sha'amdu sarosav. Right, the siur is where the it started beginning a color, a pale type of color, before any cracks. Before any cracks. Kadam sha'amdu misarosav, like somebody whose hair stood up at a fear. An earlier stage, according to the Chachamim. Remember, the Sefer that Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote all about grasshoppers is called Karnei Chagavim. Right? That's one of the areas that is, remember, that he tried to tackle many different areas of halacha that were not done beforehand and were not focused on. So that's what we have Karnei Chagavim, and that's what we have the Sefer on Nachal Esan, on Egla Arufa, the Chulu. We continue. The Gemara Rav Huna b'shem Rav muter l'achila l'kalbo. The pashup shot of the Yerushalmi here is that siur, which is aser d'oraisa to eat, but you don't have kares. That's it's a muter bana. That's what it sounds like. This line is going on the Mishnah muter l'achila l'kalbo, right? So the Bavli does not hold of this, and the Mefarshim here on the page try to understand the Yerushalmi in light of the Bavli. It means, like this is going on, Si'ur of the Chachamim, according to Reb Yehuda, is Mutter Bihana'a. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, Si'ur is where it just starts getting a little color, Sifu Panav. According to Reb Yehuda, that's nothing. That's nothing. So that's what it means here. The Si'ur of the Chachamim, according to Reb Yehuda, is Mutter Bihana'a. So that's a rereading the Yerushalmi in light of the Bavli to try to make it no machlokas. Tani Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara explains what's the svara for the Chachamim, that they say even Siur is Chayav Kares. Ein lecha sedek milamalan, she'ein tachtov kama sedakin. Right? There's no cracks on top that doesn't have many cracks underneath. So if there are some cracks on top, that means it's really chametz underneath, and therefore it is real chametz. Good. Says the Mishnah. So we had this Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, but now we have it here. Arba asar shechol yes b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach on Shabbos. So nowadays, most of the main action that's discussed by rabbis is Shalosh Shudos. What do you do with Shalosh Shudos when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? But the Mishnah talks about what do you do with Bir Chametz and the Karban. The Karban we'll have later on, the later Prakim. So what about the Chametz? Arba asar shechol yes b'Shabbos, three Shitas. Sheeta number one, Mivaren esakom lefnei Shabbos divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, you gotta get rid of everything before Shabbos. What's everything? Chulin and Shruma. You get rid of everything before Shabbos, that is, Rabbi Meir Sheeta. Meir Sheeta, except for what you need to eat on Shabbos. You get rid of it, you Mivaren everything before Shabbos. Vachachamim omrim, no, bismanon. Vachachamim say, no, you do it on Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, you get rid of it. Rav Elazar bar Tzadok omer truma milafnei Shabbos v'chulin bizman. Rav Elazar bar Tzadok says truma, which you don't have so many, you're not going to find extra kohanim on Shabbos. So truma you can get rid of already on erev Shabbos. Chulin bizmanan, meikar adin. The Rav Elazar bar Tzadok seems to pass like the chachamim bizmanan, but truma you get rid of earlier. Period. So let's do the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says this machlokas in our Mishnah Meir and the chachamim connects to the previous Mishnah machlokas. Right, our Mishnah here about when you're supposed to destroy your chametz, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, is connected to the Mishnah earlier when you're trying to bake chametz isa temeya. What do? Do you bake it and leave it in the oven like Rabbi Elazar? Do Rabbi Shua says you'll just let it rise? So Gemara says, Asya, do Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir here says you burn everything before Shabbos. It's like Rabbi Elazar there that says you leave it in the oven. Veruba, and the Chachamim here, Veruba min Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Meir here really is going one step further than Rabbi Eliezer. Let's remember. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, what did Rabbi Eliezer say in the previous Mishnah? Remember, you have a tamei dough. What do you do? What does he say? Put the whole thing in the oven. The whole thing. And then take out everything and say, this is cool and this is cool. And then leave a little bit. Oh, that piece that's left in is going to be my challah. Right, which is, and then you can end up burning challah on Yontif, which is, you know, kind of harama. We weren't so happy about that. But Rabbi Elazar says that why? Because what's the other option? Leave the chametz out. Bal Rabbi Yamatzai. So Rabbi Eliezer's shita earlier is based on Rabbi Elazar. Omer shelo yavo l'di Bal Rabbi Yamatzai. He doesn't want somebody to come to Bal Rabbi Yamatzai. And Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah says Shelo yavo l'safik bali rabbi yimatzei. He goes one step further. I'm not worried about only about bali rabbi yimatzei, where you're going to have a dough that's going to rise. I'm worried that you're going to have some chametz left over tomorrow. It's Erev Pesach. Why don't you wait till tomorrow and see if you have chametz? No, Rabbi Meir says, I'm nervous about a safek bali rabbi yimatzei. So Rabbi Meir is based on Rabbi Elazar Shita, but even one step further. Rabbi Eliezer is worried about vade bali rabbi yimatzei, and Rabbi Meir says, I'm even worried about safek bali rabbi yimatzei. Right, when it comes to chametz, we are very machmir. Remember the tshuva of the Radvaz, right? And Tav Tov Kufayin Zayin. We're machmir with bali rabbi yimatzei and iser mashahu. There's a lot. So here, add that. And Asiyad Rabbanan Krab Yeshua, Veruba Minir Rab Shua. And the Rabbanan here in our Mishnah, which says that you could burn it on, you could get rid of it Shabbos morning, holds like Rabbi Yeshua in their previous Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Be mafresh it and just leave it and let it rise. Ud Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Yin Sarfat Azakasha Biyantif. Rabbi Yeshua says you can't burn Kachem on Yantif. That's why he says you can't do like Rabbi Eliezer. You can't leave it in the oven. Just be mafresh it and let it be. Verabbanan Amin Afil Bachol Yin Sarfat Azakachem. And the Rabbanan say that even on a weekday, you can't burn kachim, which is only an Isser Aseh of Mishmeres Trumosai, explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So they are even one step further. Period. We don't have time to go through it fully, but if you look in the Mishnah, in the back of this Mishnah, the Balamar says, something that our Gemara doesn't say, the Balamar says, this Machlokes, our Mishnah here, our Gemara here says that this Machlokes is based on the previous Mishnah. The Balamar says, you know what the Mishnah is based on? Machlokas, Rabbi Yudan Lechachamim. Rabbi Meir says you have to get rid of it before Shabbos. Why? Because he also like Rabbi Yudan, be Chamis al Bishrefa. You can't burn it on Shabbos. The Chachamim say, Hashbasaso b'chol davar. So therefore the Rabbanan say here, get rid of it on Shabbos. Simple, beautiful. Right? That's the Balamar right here on the Mishnah. And the Ravid jumps on the Balamar and says, even Rabbi Yudu, who says, Ein bir Chamis al Bishrefa, he says, Nama Akev. Right? So you can get rid of it on Shabbos too. Right, so I don't understand, says the Balam. So this is the Balamar, and the Ravid says, Ze eino shave klum. You know, Balamar and the Ravid were chavrusis, but they were very, Balamar and the Ravid, they were charif. We have four different sets of machlokos between the Balamar and the Ravid. The Balei Nefesh, and on the Rif, and the Kasav Sham. So here he says, Ze eino shave klum, velo shaman, where do we ever have evidence that Rimeir holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Ebir chamis al b'sreifa. But he says, mitzvaso b'sreifa. Vim lo matza eitzim o ira lo onis achir, mashbiso b'chal davar. Afilum yesreifaso alav the torach b'yir b'chal davar. Vein zorach laharech b'kan levato dvarif, shekvarn is batlu m'mashek asafti alav b'perek arishon. I don't have to talk more about it because I already knocked him out in the first parak. But that's a machlokas balamar and the raivid. How to understand this machlokas. Period. Tani, we continue. Am Rabbi Yehuda. So this we had a little bit at the end of the first parak. Lo nachlo b'shamay b'yisil al truma tivahol resha asu lo sarfa. B'shamay b'yisil al don't argue about tohar truma. Tohar truma, you can't burn before Shabbos. Maybe a kohen will show up. If you have truma tohor chametz on Erev Pesach, right, Shabbos falls on Erev Pesach, you can't burn that on Friday. V'yal truma tamea shemut lo sarfa. Truma tamea, you for sure can burn it on Friday. V'yal ma nechlo kudu machlokes is al tluya. Safek. Tame Truma Chametz on Erev Shabbos of where Erev Pesach Chalais B'Shabbos. So Beishamay Omer, Yin Sarfan, and Beisil Omer, and Sofrim. Machlokas, what are the Sfaris? Omer Beishamay Beisilel. Beishamay says if you have Safek Truma, Safek Tame Safek Tar, you can't burn that. Why? Klumatem Omer, and Patar Shalot Yisarif. Why do you say that if you have Truma Tahora, you can't burn it on Erev? Elashani Omer Shamay Kohen Echad, Shabbos B'Doch Atchum, Hu Bava Okla B'Shabbos. Maybe a Kohen's gonna show up and eat it on Shabbos. Avtluya lo tisarif. So too, you should say by Safek. By Safek, Tamei Safek Tar, you should say, maybe it's going to be eaten. How? You can't eat this. Shani Omer, Sheme Elio Shavas, Pahar Carmel. Maybe Elio Anavi is somewhere in the vicinity. And he's going to come. Vubo Omeda, Leba Shabbos, Yitar. Maybe he's going to come and say it's Tar. Unbelievable. We're comparing a Kohen within the Tchum and Elio Anavi within the Tchum. The Amuna. Okay, we don't have time to go into it now, but we've had Shir before. Elio coming on Shabbos. Is he allowed to come on Shabbos? That's what we've done. Erev Shabbos. Okay. So that's Beishamai. Beishamai says you can't burn it because just like a coin might show up, Elio Anavi might show up. Amrulam Beis Hillel says no. Muftachan Arno Shein Elio Balo B'Shabbos Alo B'Yom Tovim. Don't you remember the Gemara in the Bavli and Erevin? Elio Anavi is not coming on Shabbos or Yontif. It's too much of a tircha for Klal Yisrael. That's why all the Zmiris of Motzi Shabbos are about Elio Anavi. Because now we can come. So that's what the Beis Hillel says. You know, sorry. Rabbi Yochanan Asid, Rabbi Elazar Tzadok, Rabbi Gamliel. The last line here, Rabbi Yochanan says there, Belazar bar Tzadok in our Mishnah, that makes a difference between Shuma and Chulin, is like Rabbi Gamliel, who earlier made a difference between Shuma and Chulin. Kamod, it's not Rabbi Gamliel Amar, just like Gamliel said earlier, Mashani bein Chulin leTruma, just like he made a chilik between Chulin and Truma regarding when you're allowed to eat it, the Erev Pesach. Remember that Mishnah on Davav, Kainer, Belazar bar Tzadok Amar, Mashani bein Chulin leTruma, so he also made a chilik between Chulin and Truma. And if you're connecting these shitas, add one more line. Just like we say, here, the chiluk of Truma and Chulin, so maybe that would also show us that we pass on like Rabbi Elazar Tzadok in the previous Mishnah. So it's interesting, just as we said, that the Baal Amar comes up with a machlokas l'shitaso that's a different l'shitaso than what our Yerushalmi says. Okay, the Baal Amar is going within the Bavli and not in the Yerushalmi. Again, there's a lot about the Eliyahs are coming from Michutz Latchum, is the Tchum and Lamala Miyasara, but we'll leave that for now. Maybe we'll start to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.